everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Stillwater Milling Company, well, we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Superior Livestock's Corn Belt Classic 19 sale coming up on Wednesday, Thursday, June 14th and 15th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be starting 9 a.m. both days from Council Bluffs, Iowa. 72,500 head will be offered. 9 a.m. Central Time is the start time for the sale. 8:30 is when you'll be able to see Superior Sunrise. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Welcome back. Firm support held in most contracts as live cattle and lean hog futures held gains today. The overall support across the complex likely to spark increased end-of-the-week buying activity. Corn prices today were higher in light trade. July corn futures about a cent higher. Stock markets higher as well in the light trade. Dow Jones is 50 points higher. NASDAQ up 20 points. In live cattle, moderate gains continued to develop in live cattle futures, with traders focused on expected cash market support as well as firming beef values throughout the end of the week. Firm support holding today, although traders pulling back from session highs. Cash cattle markets reported activity of Fed Cattle Exchange Auction Report today listed a total of 1,396 head, with 542 actually sold. In feeder cattle, narrow trading ranges were seen in the futures complex following wide shifts, both higher and lower throughout the day. Nearby futures held narrow losses, while single-digit gains held in the deferred contract months. Meanwhile, grain futures climbed higher across the board today, fueled by fund short covering that ignored a very nervous day in other markets around the world. Corn prices made new three-month highs overnight, moving July futures closer to its February high. Steady buying helped to push futures higher, with volume inflated by the second day of the Goldman roll, while in the meantime, investors followed the commodity index move positions out of the nearby. Soybeans got some follow-through buying this morning, though the complex is still a sideshow compared to corn and wheat. July futures took aim at the next level of resistance on its charts, which could potentially prompt more short covering. Wheat prices were higher in all three markets today, while winter wheat contracts made new highs for the rally. Spring wheat held to an inside day following bearish gap filling reversals on Wednesday. Parts of the northern plains should pick up some rain from storms over the next week, but the second week of the outlook looks drier. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.